Well, good morning. 6:25 a.m. on June 13th, a Wednesday, I think. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I've got my earbuds in. I got to take one out so I can hear what I'm talking. This morning I started listening to A Blast from the Past, a podcast that I used to listen to religiously every week when it came out. And it was one of the few music podcasts that I followed, Brian Ibbett's Coverville. And what a grand, grand romp Coverville is every single time. The latest episode that I've got is it's a cover story. It's beautiful. Anyway, halfway through that, though, I saw a tweet come through, halfway through my first mile, and Dave Robison at the Roundtable Podcast has put together with Brian Humphrey a Balticon wrap-up. And because Brian wasn't there, this wrap-up is largely Dave telling Brian what happened and how it worked. And he has in there, at least in this first one, some of the responses to the question that he asked several of us while we were there. I think he said he's got 13 responses. And so it's part them nattering, it's part hearing from people from Balticon at Balticon. And it was finally cool. It was wonderful to hear. And I'm looking forward to finishing that, because I had to interrupt it so that I could finish my walk and talk to you this morning. So yeah, the feedback on the new phone, on the wired headset, on the sound and the vision, is universally positive. The things that I know about, I think we've pretty much beaten the flapping microphone problem. The level of recording is still very low, and I'm not sure exactly what the problem there is. I suspect there may be a setting that is governing the recording level, and I haven't found it yet. I'll look it up one of these days. Not today. Well, no, not today, because today I have to do more recording in the booth. Yesterday I recorded 5 chapters and a retake for Abby Hilton. I didn't get them edited down yesterday, but I'll get those edited today, and that will be not completed, but that will be one priority to do that I've got to get out off my plate. And I tried to record Dan Sawyer's stuff and realized that I had put it on my Nook in RTF format, and for some reason the Nook won't open RTF, and I'm not quite sure why. So I've got to reload it. I also started to write reads to Shooter for Tony C. Smith, and got about a third of the way through it twice in a row. And then kids started moving around and flushing toilets, and the recording time for the day disappeared. So yeah, that was not good. But last night, I got to sit in on the Functional Nerds podcast with Patrick Hester and John Anilio. And that was fun. That'll come out next Tuesday. And we talked about building audience and promotion and the state of publishing and shoes and ships and sailing ships. Shoes and ships and sealing wax. There we go. So yeah, that was fun too. I do have to take a break today at some point and take my butt down to the grocery store and restock the house and stop at the pharmacy and pick up my medications before they send them back. They phoned me like a week ago and I completely spaced out the phone call. And of course, it doesn't show up anymore because I changed phones. Actually, I don't know if that's true. No, actually, I do know that's true, because I erased a lot of history in order to get around some of the memory problems that I was having on the BlackBerry. And probably that was one of them. So the big fire is still the big fire. The wind is such that we're not getting a lot of smoke. Yesterday, the whole city here was pretty much had a little hazy overcast of wood smoke everywhere. You really don't get a feel for how massive this thing is until everywhere you go in town is filled with smoke, and you realize that the smoke is coming from a fire that's 50 miles away, 40 miles away. Still, huge, huge fire. A lot of it is being attributed to beetle kill, so the trees that died because pine borers or other kinds of infestation of insects killed the trees. The thing is that this is part of the natural cycle, and the only difficulty that we're having is that with the people in the way, we have to interrupt the cycle, and that just makes it worse when it does break out. That's one of the chronic and ongoing problems we have here in the West with wildfires, and that's that wildfires are a natural part of the ecosystem, and it's the people that are the problem. If the people didn't live in the mountains, if the mountains didn't encompass towns, we'd just let them burn. There'd be no point to interrupt them. But because there are people, because there's property, because there's lives at stake, livelihoods even at stake, we get in the way, and then we have big fires like this. So, let's see, what else am I thinking about? I'm thinking about writing. Oh, so, I need to get some writing done. I've got to get this book done. I'm itching. My skin, well, no, not literally, but figuratively, itches to get into this story, to get stuck in and live in that world for a while. I've got a really good opener, and I need to bridge from the opening to the 70,000 words that I've got written already, and then we'll be, with a little cleanup and some continuity, then we'll be ready for beta readers, and it should be good. It should be a lot of fun. I'm very seriously looking forward to it. The new website is coming along. Allie gives me a new assignment every day. Yesterday it was short stories and something else. Can't remember now. It took a lot longer than I expected to fill in some of this stuff, because I forget where it is and I have to go hunt for it and can't always find it. Oh, I know, it was an appearance schedule, places that I'm planning on going this year. And I added a list of the places that I'm not planning on going. A lot of people ask me, you're going to be here, you're going to be there. So, no, I'm not going to Dragon Con. I don't believe I'm going to go to Worldcon. I don't think I can get to Chicago in October. No, not October. Memorial Day weekend. The Worldcon and Dragon Con are the same weekend, which is an interesting choice. But if I remember correctly, they're usually fairly close together at any rate. And I probably should be going to Worldcon, or ChiCon 7, as they say. But no, that's not going to happen. Not over Memorial Day. In part because I've got to bank a little goodwill with the family, because in January, I've got two cons in 1 month, and one of them is New Media Expo, and the other is Mile High Con. Now, I thought Mile High Con, not Mile High Con, Cosine. Is that right? Now I can't remember. No, I think it is Mile High. Now, I thought Mile High was earlier. I thought Mile High was in October, but no. Now, at any rate, they've moved. I think my understanding was that New Media Expo was supposed to be in October, because that's when it was last year in LA, but they moved it so that it butts up against the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. So New Media Expo ends on the 8th, and apparently Consumer Electronics starts on the 9th. So I'll be able to get in. I'll need to get out before that gets too crazy. But I promised them I would do everything I could to get there this year, and I've saved it on my calendar. I know what the dates are, and I need to get that into the planning for the family so that I'm not surprising everyone, including myself, by having it upon me before I realize that it's there. So that'll be fun. I'm going to be on the podcasting track. I may be on the marketing track too. I'm not sure. I really need to get there and talk to them about marketing, about micro marketing. They get a lot of people talking about mass market and macro market, but they don't have anybody there who's talking about micro markets and how they're different. So that should be a chance to recycle the marketing presentation that I was going to do for the Northern Colorado Writers, but which fell down. I also need to take one of these next opportunities and get over to Northern Colorado Rider. I haven't been over there for several months. And I need to go hang out with the gang. Say hello. My Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers subscription expired, speaking of writing groups, or is about to expire, and I need to renew it if I'm going to. And I don't know. It's the larger group. But the reality is, I'm not really interested in what they're doing. He's very much interested in, you know, agent-publisher relationships. They're not really interested in the kinds of writing that I'm doing. Now, having said that, Northern Colorado Writers has the same bias, and I understand. It's the existing paradigm. It's how most of them view what publishing means and the struggle to accommodate the alternate models is really quite a challenge. So yeah, it's a bit of an issue. But I'm not going to change Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I'm probably not going to let my I'm just going to let my subscription expire. They put on a conference every year. Good morning. They put on a conference every year that gets the Colorado Gold Conference. And they have a big contest, and you enter the contest, and first prize is getting your manuscript read by an agent. And it's like, is second prize getting your manuscript read by two agents? I don't know. I understand. I just don't subscribe. And I had a long talk with the president, the head of the Northern Colorado Writers Association, and said, you know, I'd really like to come to your conference because it's the local con. I'd like to support the group, but there's nothing here. All of the panels are agent presentations. They're how to pitch. They're things that publishers are looking for. They're all of the parts of the business that I'm not really involved in, I don't really care about. And while it would be fun to go and hang out in the bar, I think it's like $350 for a weekend. And that's quite a lot to go hang out in a bar. I could just go hang out in the bar. And that doesn't really support the organization. So I wrote her a letter and I said, you know, an email. I said, this is why. It's nothing. I'd really like to do it, but for me, there's nothing in this conference program that I can use as a valid excuse for why I should be spending $350 to attend, because none of these panels have any interest for me at all. And I offered to do one this year, to do a panel, and she said no. She actually took the topic and gave it to someone else to do. which is okay. It's a good topic. I hope they do a good job. I'm not going to attend. At least I don't think I'm going to attend. I don't know. I should probably find out. Because that would fit. I'm pretty sure that's in the fall. I should find out. See if there's still room on the panel. Still room on a panel. Still room for a panel. So, yeah. A big part of this is thinking about last night, which was a big conversation with John and Patrick about the business of being a full-time writer and how that looks, what that looks like, what it took to get here, what I have to do in order to continue. And the one thing I need to do to continue is continue to put out more books. And that's being rubbed in my face as well it should be. I haven't put out a new title, a new novel, since I finished putting Captain's Share to Owner's Share together in January of 2011. So it's been 18 months since I've put out a book. I'm overdue. Now, the fact that the books have been eking out in print, and eking is the right word, I realize that I've got two more shares and shaman and a shaman tale. I got three books to get out that I can bank, and I have to have more work in the pipeline behind that, or I'm going to be floundering, and that would not be good. Now, perhaps what has to happen is that I have to get out of backlog, so that in order to get new product for sale, I have to actually write it, and that might be what it takes. But I'd really like to not have that be the case. I'd really much prefer to be in a position where what I'm doing is actually writing ahead of the pipeline and keeping the pipeline nicely stocked. We'll get there. We'll get there. I'm being a lot more organized. I'm feeling much better about what happens over the course of a day. Even a day like yesterday, where I started out with grand intentions and then had them founder on the rocks of disappointment in terms of hardware. The phone would not sync to my Linux laptop. I had to use Dropbox. I thought I could fix it. I spent way too much time working on it, only to discover that no, Ubuntu in particular apparently is rather sticky about how it wants to mount these particular file systems, and it won't even recognize the device. Now yesterday when I plugged it in, or the day before when I plugged it in, it would at least recognize that the device was there, even though it really didn't want to play with it. And today, or yesterday when I plugged it in, it wouldn't work. I didn't even recognize it. Usually you plug it in and you see that the operating system recognizes the device. But in this case, no. It was just simply not there. It didn't exist. So I'm not sure what the problem might be. I tried everything I could find over the course of about 2.5 hours. And in the end said, I've got more important things to do. And I'll use Dropbox to transfer the audio files. If that gets to be too much, I'll do something like plug it into the Windows machine, transfer them over that way. But yeah, no. Ah well, at least it will plug in, which is more than some of the other phones would do, so that's something. So here we are, I'm back, made it around. Just gonna cross this one last street. Oh, I've got to mow lawns today too. Today is Wednesday. Wednesday is lawn mowing day because it's not irrigation day. Shoot, I'm gonna have to mow the front yard today. Well, that's okay. I'll get some work done and then I'll come mow lawns. Get a little exercise. With any luck, it won't be 400 degrees out here today. And with that, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day and I'll talk to you then.